December 8, 1926. How one who lives in the divine will is the echo in the little sun. How these writings come from the heart of our Lord. The works of our Lord are veils which hide the noble queen of the divine will. I was doing my usual acts in the eternal volition, and my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, you are our echo. As you enter into our will in order to love, to praise, to ask for the coming of our kingdom, we hear in you the echo of our love, the echo of our glory, the echo of our fiat that wants to come upon earth in order to reign, that wants to be prayed, and prayed again, and be pressed to come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. And as you go around through the whole creation to follow the acts of the Supreme Will in it, we hear your echo in the sea, in the valleys, on the mountains, in the sun, in the heavens, in the stars, in everything. How beautiful is this echo! It is our echo which resounds in all of our things. In this echo, we hear the echo of our voice, the motion of our works, the treading of our steps, the motions, the pulsation of our heartbeat, and we greatly delight in seeing your littleness, as you, while echoing, try to imitate our voice, to copy the motions of our works, to make the same sound as our steps, and to love with our own heartbeat." Then, sighing, he added, "My daughter, if the sun had reason and saw a plant, a being, that wanted to become sun, the sun would increase all of its light, its heat and its effects over this being, so as to make it become sun. And even though it would not deny its light and its effects to the other beings, because it is in the nature of light to diffuse and to do good to all, wherever it is, the fortunate being which received, altogether, all the reflections and all the goods that the sun contains, would become sun. What glory, what contentment would the sun not receive, in being able to form another sun? The entire earth, for many centuries, has never rendered it so much glory, so much love, by receiving its many effects, as this one being which is turned into sun. By living in our fiat, the soul does nothing but imitate her creator, and the eternal sun concentrates all of its reflections over her, in such a way that she becomes the little sun, in the likeness of the divine sun. Was this not exactly our purpose in our saying, 'Let us make man in our image and likeness'? To make him without having him be like us and carry within himself the image of the one who had created him, was neither decorous, nor worthy of a work of our hands. Nor would the generation of a being dissimilar from us be power of that regenerative breath which came from our womb. What would one say of a mother who generated, not a child who had eyes, mouth, hands, feet and who is similar to her in all his limbs? At most, smaller than her in his limbs, but lacking nothing of all the organs of the mother, but she generated a plant, a bird, a stone, things which are dissimilar from her? It would be incredible, things against nature and unworthy of a mother, who was not able to infuse her image and all of her limbs in her newborn. Now, if all things generate and form things similar to them, much more so with God, prime generator, whose unearned glory in forming the creatures was to form them as similar to himself. Therefore, my daughter, let your flight in my will be continuous, that it may concentrate its rays over you, and darting through you, it may make of you its little son." After this, I felt tired and I could not make up my mind to write what my adored Jesus had told me. And Jesus, surprising me, to give me will and strength in order to do it, told me, "My daughter, don't you know that these writings come from the depth of my heart, and I make the tenderness of my heart flow in them, to move those who will read them, and the firmness of my divine speech, to strengthen them in the truths of my will? In all the sayings, truths, examples which I make you write on paper, I make flow the dignity of my celestial wisdom, in such a way that those who read them, or will read them, if they are in grace, will feel in them my tenderness, the firmness of my speech and the light of my wisdom, and as though in between magnets, they will be drawn into the knowledge of my will. Those who are not in grace, then, will not be able to deny that it is light. And light always does good, It never does harm. It illuminates, it warms, it allows one to discover the most hidden things and moves one to love them. Who can say he does not receive good from the sun? No one. More than sun, I am releasing these writings from within my heart, that they may do good to all. This is why I have so much interest that you write, for the great good I want to do to the human family. So much so, that I look at them as my own writings, because it is always I the one who dictates, and you are the little secretary of the long story of my will. Then, I was following, in the divine will, everything that Jesus had done while being on earth in his humanity, and I asked in each one of his acts that his fiat may be known, and that it may come triumphantly to reign in the midst of creatures. And my highest and only good, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, just as all creation is a veil which hides my will, in the same way, my humanity and all of my works, tears and pains are many veils which hide my supreme fiat. It reigned in my acts, triumphant and dominating, and it laid the foundations in order to come to reign in the human acts of the creatures. But do you know who tears these veils to let it come out to dominate in her own heart? One who recognizes it in each one of my acts and invites it to come out. She tears the veil of my works, she enters into them, she recognizes the noble queen, and she prays it, she presses it to no longer remain hidden, and opening her heart to it, she invites it to enter. She tears the veil of my tears, of my blood, of my pains, the veil of the sacraments, the veil of my humanity, and giving her submission to it, she implores it to no longer remain veiled, but to make itself known as queen, which it is, in order to take its dominion and form the children of its kingdom. From here the necessity that you go around in our will and in all of our works, to find the noble queen of our will hidden in them, to pray it to unveil itself, to come out of its apartments, so that all may know it and let it reign.